was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey. Tom, what time do you have?
Oh, it's 4:13. You getting excited?
Excited isn't the word for it. Do you realize I haven't seen my grandson for 3 years?
Well, how about me, Whit? I haven't seen him since he was born.
Oh, I got some new pictures here if you want to look at them.
Yeah, let's see them.
Yeah, Jana took most of these around their place in Pasadena.
Uh-huh. Oh, they got their own swimming pool?
Yep.
Boy, it's a shame they broke up. You know, of all people, I thought sure Jana and Phil would stay together.
Well, it took us all by surprise.
Now, who is this?
Are you ready for this? That's Jennifer.
Oh.
With one of her friends.
Little Jennifer?
Yeah.
Now, don't tell me this is Monty.
The one and only.
Oh.
Get a good look at him so you can help me spot him.
Well, you know, Whit, it just occurred to me if Monty wants to, he can be a coyote.
What?
Well, he can play on the team, the Coyotes. Little League, Whit.
Oh.
We just got the last playoff game left, but there's always room for one more. And right now, we need an outfielder bad.
Oh, well, that'd be real nice, Tom. I'll ask him.
Most of the Coyotes are 9, just like Monty. He'd fit right in.
Tom, I see him.
Where? What? Oh!
Monty! Monty! Over here!
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, Monty, it's so good to see you. This is Mr. Riley. He's my friend.
How do? Glad to meet you, Monty.
Hi.
Well, listen, since I'm driving, if you two excuse me, I think I'll just go get the car and bring it around up front.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. That'd be a big help.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
Okay. Well, Monty, what say we head on down to the baggage claim and see what 8 weeks' worth of luggage looks like? Huh. Is that all you had with you on the plane?
Yeah, I've got movies in here.
Movies?
You do have a VCR, don't you?
No, Monty, I sure don't.
Oh, well, that's no problem. I guess we can always rent one.
So, you've become a movie buff, huh?
Yeah, someday I'm gonna make movies. I'll probably be a director.
Well, that's a very interesting ambition.
Do you get cable?
Oh, I'm afraid not, son.
Can you get cable in Odyssey?
Well, folks that want it can get it. Odyssey's as up to date as the next town, but there are a lot more things to do around Odyssey than sit in front of the TV. You'll see what I mean when we get there.
Hey, I see one of my bags already. Here, hold this.
All right. Monty, don't run. You see that shopping center? Well, that wasn't there 3 years ago, and none of those townhouses were there. It was all part of the McClellan farm.
Say, Monty, I was telling your grandpa we sure could use a good outfielder on our Little League team. Would you be interested?
Is the team any good?
Well, we've been doing all right. But the point is to just give it your best. And then just get out there and have a good time.
I'll think about it.
You wouldn't have to play the outfield. We're real flexible. Say, Whit, did you catch the award show last night?
What show's that, Tom?
The Odyssey Little League Awards on Channel 6. Our team nominated little Heather Bullock as the Rookie of the Year. Don't tell me you missed it.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. I forgot all about it.
Well, You didn't miss much, really. Heather deserved it. But do those judges care about good sportsmanship? No way. All they care about is ability. Can she pitch? Can she catch? Can she hit? That kid is without a doubt the finest little loser I have ever seen. And I'm not just saying that because she's a coyote either.
I know how disappointed you must feel, Tom.
Well, she was a good sport about being eliminated, naturally.
I think maybe I'll pass on baseball this summer.
Marty, if your big suitcase won't fit in the closet, we can put it in the garage.
It'll fit. What's that I smell?
Pizza. Does that sound okay for supper?
Yeah, as long as it's not one of those frozen things.
Oh, well, what if it is one of those frozen things?
Okay. We'll just go out. You got any good places to eat around here?
Marty, I tell you what. Try the pizza. If you can't eat it, there's always peanut butter and jelly. I declare, Monty, you may not have a stomach for pizza and salad, but you sure can put away the brownies.
I love brownies.
Where are you going?
To see what's on TV.
Well, leave the brownies here, please. I really think you've had enough.
But they're so good, Grandpa.
I'm glad you like them, but that's enough.
Okay, I'll leave the plate and just take one more.
No, Monty. I said no more, and that's exactly what I meant.
Well, why'd you make them then if you won't let anybody eat them?
Phew, Lord help us. Marty!
What?
Oh, we need to have a little talk after I get the phone. Hello? John Whittaker speaking. Who's calling, please? I'm sorry I can't hear you. No, hold on just a minute. Turn that down, Marty! I'm sorry, could you speak up, please? You mean the Los Angeles airport? Well, I'm Monty's grandfather. No, I didn't realize he'd lost a jacket. With what? Wait, let me get this straight. He said there was $100 in the pocket? Oh, no, I understand there's not much you can do. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your trouble. Monty, cut that thing off!
Ugh. I'm sorry, Grandpa. Was it too loud?
I think you know it was too loud, Monty.
It was an accident, honest.
All right, we'll let that go for now. Monty, did you lose a jacket at the L.A. airport with $100 in the pocket?
Yeah, I left it in the restroom. Did they find it?
Oh, Monty.
Did they?
No, son. And even if they did, that money is long gone. What were you doing with so much?
Well, I was going to be here for 8 weeks.
May I ask where it came from?
My savings account. Mom went with me. Oh, no, I forgot. She's going to that banking seminar. There's no way I can get any more till next Friday.
Well, that's just as well, Monty. You really don't need to be holding on to that kind of money while you're here with me.
Are you going to give me an allowance?
Oh, son... You just got here. Why don't we give it a rest for tonight and, well, we'll take a fresh look at the whole thing tomorrow. What do you say?
Why can't you tell me now? Are you going to give me an allowance or not?
Monty, I love you very much, but I can't let you go on talking disrespectfully to me like that. I just won't have it. Now, there are rules in this house, and that's rule number one. Your mother and her brothers learned to live by the rules, and I expect, being as smart as you are, that you're more than capable of doing the same thing. But if not, there'll be consequences, and you can count on it. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, too. Now, have I made myself clear?
Yeah.
Good night, then.
Good night.
Here's rule number two. Don't you ever throw another shoe or any other object against that door.
You own this store, don't you, Grandpa?
Yes, I do. That's why it's called Wits End. short for Whittaker.
Oh. Hey, I remember this place.
There'll be lots of time to explore this place while you're here, but if you want to go to the matinee at the movies later, we need to start back here. Now, this is the storeroom.
So?
So, you wanted some spending money, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to see that you get some. Now, you see all those empty boxes in the corner?
Uh-huh.
Well, what I want you to do is take each one, fold it flat, and carry it out to the dumpster through that door.
You mean I gotta work for it?
Well, of course. Now, when you're finished doing that, I'd like you to sweep very carefully in here.
You are gonna pay me for this.
Well, naturally.
How much?
Come get me when you're through, and if you've done a good job, I'll pay you $3.
Is that all?
Monty, any place else you'd get about 50 cents for that job, but I'm giving you enough to get you into the movie if that's what you want to do.
This is dumb.
Well, nobody's forcing you to do anything. I just thought you wanted to pick up some spending money, so I'm offering you a chance to do it. But, as I said, it's up to you.
Okay, I'll do it.
Good. I was hoping you would. Now, I'm going to be working upstairs, so if you want, you can just call me on the intercom when you're done.
Intercom?
Here, on the phone. Just push this button and it'll ring upstairs.
Okay. Stupid boxes! I won't get to do anything this summer! I wonder if I can dial out on this phone. All right! Come on, Mom. Be there. Be there. Hi, Mom! No, I hate it here. Grandpa's terrible. He's the meanest man I ever met. He took away all my money. Yeah, and he's making me work in his store, and I don't want to. No, I want you to get me out of here, now! Can you change my plane ticket? Well, then, can you come get me? I mean it! After the seminar? That's a whole week! All right. I just hope you have a good time, because I'm sure not. And I'm not gonna sweep this stupid old storeroom, either. I'm going to the movie. All I gotta do is get the cash drawer open and I'll show him.
Hi, Monty. I'm Jimmy.
Hi. How'd you know my name?
Are you kidding? I work here. All your grandfather's talked about for the last 3 weeks is Monty's coming. Are you having some trouble with the cash register there?
Yeah. I can't get it open. Grandpa told me to get $5 out to go to the movies.
Oh, well, here, it's real easy. You just press this and this. There you go.
Thank you.
Sure, have a good time.
Monty, do you understand why I had to spank you?
You hate me.
Oh, come on, you know better than that. Come here.
Nobody ever spanked me before. Nobody. And they don't tell me what to do, either.
Then I must seem like a pretty mean person to you, don't I? Now, let me tell you a story. There was this little boy, see? And for his birthday, his folks gave him the cutest puppy you ever saw. It loved to run and play. Couldn't sit still for a minute. They also gave him a red leather leash for the puppy and told him to be sure and keep the puppy on the leash whenever he took it out for a walk. The boy promised he would, so off they went together to the park. They ran and played and rolled in the grass and drank water out of the fountain. Oh, they had a wonderful time. But the boy felt sorry for the puppy because he was on a leash. Then he began to think about it. Wouldn't it be better to let him run free, he thought? Then we wouldn't have to worry about getting tangled up in the leash when we run. And I won't have to keep tugging him back when he heads in a different direction. I'll bet that collar hurts his neck. So the little boy thought himself right out of his promise to his parents. And he let his new puppy run free. Oh, did that puppy ever have a good time? He ran in circles. He chased his tail, he chased a squirrel up a tree, he scattered a flock of pigeons, and then he ran into the street to to chase a delivery truck. Well, it happened so fast, the boy couldn't stop him. He heard a car honk and a screech of brakes, and it was all over. The little puppy, well, he didn't make it.
That's an awful story.
I know. But it makes an important point. Now, whose fault was it that the puppy got run over?
The truck driver.
No, it's not. See, the street is where trucks are supposed to be.
Well, I know it wasn't the puppy's fault.
You're right. And that leaves us the little boy. See, he never should have taken the dog's leash off. The boy thought that loving the puppy meant giving him what he wanted. But in this case, the most loving thing was to give him what he needed, whether he liked it or not. It was the little boy's job to recognize the hidden danger the puppy couldn't understand, like cars and streets. And that's what I had to do with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You see, we all have to live by the rules, Monty. I don't just make them up, you know. God's the one that sets down the rules about what people do and how we ought to treat each other. And if I love you, if I really love you, not only will I obey those rules myself, I'll do what I can to see that you do too. I don't get any pleasure out of it. I do it because I love you and because that's the responsibility God's given me, at least for these few weeks. Now, if you make me, I'll yank on your leash again, as hard and as often as I have to, if that's what it takes. But I'll tell you something. If you can learn to trust me and be honest with me, I guarantee that we can have a real good time this summer. Now, what do you say?
I'll try, Grandpa.
Well, how was I supposed to know this had happened? I tell you, you spend this kind of money for a cake, and they ought to take the time to write on the box this side up.
There. That's about the best repair job I can do. What do you think?
Congratulations, Coyotes, league champs.
That's Coyotes.
Well, your Y looks like a J.
Well, that's all the red icing there is. The rest is now part of the front seat of your car.
Well, then why don't you take a little off the big C there?
Oh, I'll try, but there's not much to work with. I can't do magic, you know.
You? You sure can, Whit. I mean, look what you did with Monty. You took an ornery brat kid and turned him into a right nice young man and a real good outfielder.
Oh, there wasn't any magic about that. Monty's always been a right nice young man. He just needed to get some of the dust blown off of him, that's all. Besides, the outfielder part is mostly your doing.
Well, whatever. I still can't believe the change that's come over him, and it's only been a week.
There, Coyotes.
Looks good.
I think we got it. Come on, we got a living room full of league champions out there waiting for cake. Okay, form a single line. There's plenty for everybody.
All righty now, kids. Now, don't crowd. Don't crowd. Just line up like you said. Don't crowd.
Monty, can you get that, please?
Sure, Grandpa. Mom. Monty, what's going on? We're having a party, Mom. We won the league championship.
Who's we?
The Coyotes. My team. You know, Little League.
Oh. Well, get your things. We're going to be driving all night as it is.
My things?
Monty, please. I came 250 miles out of my way to pick you up. Now we need to get going.
But I don't want to go anymore. I want to stay here with Grandpa Whit.
Grandpa Whit? The one that took all your money away and forces you to work morning till night?
I didn't mean all that. I was angry, that's all. But that was before.
Before what?
Just before. Mom, please, can I stay? I love Grandpa. I want to stay with him.
Well, what about me? I come all this way because you begged me to, and I don't get a thank you. I don't even get a hello, Mom. I think you better just get your things and say your goodbyes.
No, Mom, please, don't make me go. I don't want to go with you. I want to stay here. Grandpa loves me.
Well, I love you too.
Yeah, but Grandpa loves me more.
Monty, go tell your grandpa I'm here.
Mom, I'm sorry,
go
really.
Go get your grandpa.
Grandpa, I need to talk to you.
What is it, son?
I think you need to spank me again.
Whatever for?
Mom's here, outside.
Jana? Here? Why?
I called her from the phone in the store the day I went to the movies. I told her to come get me. I'm sorry, Grandpa. I forgot all about it. And I don't want to go. I want to stay here with you, even if you spank me.
Oh, I'm not going to spank you, son. You stay here and finish your cake. I'm going to talk to your mother. Jana, what a surprise.
You want to talk about surprises? Would you mind telling me just what it is you've done to my son? What have you done to my son?
Looks like Whit has a brand new problem to deal with. What will happen next? To find out, you know the drill. Keep listening.